We present Albert and Me, a series of misadventures in the life of one single-parent family, starring Robert Lindsay as Brian Archer and featuring Pat Coombs, Diana King, and Marcia Warren, with special guests Ron Pember, Douglas Blackwell, and David Graham.
Aye, aye. Morning, Brian.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Hello, little Albert. Coochie, woochie, woochie.
Yeah.
So what brings you to the job centre then?
What do you think? The usual.
Oh, looking for a job for Albert, eh?
Always wanted a job.
It's not that funny, Joe.
I know, yeah. Don't worry, Brian, something will turn up.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling myself. One day I'll say they'll have the perfect job for me.
Yeah, that's what I keep saying, but Ratko Welsh never seems to advertise. Well, what sort of thing are you after?
Oh, you know me, I'd do anything.
Why?
I've tried, you see that? Trouble is, once they find out I'm a single-parent family, they say no. They reckon I keep having time off.
Well, they've got a point, haven't they?
But it's not my fault.
Well, don't tell them about Albert. Hide him under your coat when you go along.
Oi, 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 careful, you'll upset him.
Yeah. He doesn't understand, does he?
Yeah, I sometimes wonder.
Hi, Albert. Coochie-woochie-woochie, coochie.
Mind your finger.
Ow!
I told you, I warned you.
He nearly had my finger off. With those teeth, you could give him a job as a guard dog.
Oh, get off.
Yeah, I must. All right, see you, Bri. Yeah. See you, Albert.
Oh, what will they say, Ryan?
Come on. Come on, Albert. There's nothing on the boards. Let's see if they've got anything behind the counter.
Ooh,
as a matter of fact, Mr. Archer, I think we have got something you might be eligible for.
Oh?
I mean, it's just for a junior clerk.
Oh, well, that's all right.
It's with the Macmillan Tyre Retread Company. It's quite an amusing thought.
What is?
A retread company. I wonder if they use retired people.
Eh?
That was a joke.
Oh, was it? Oh.
Well, your lad got it. Perhaps I ought to put him up for the job. Anyway, are you interested?
I'm interested in any job.
Well, here you are, then. Here's the address. See a Mr. Graham.
Oh, Mr. Graham. Right, cheers. Come on, Albert. Let's go. Let's see if we can be lucky.
What's it? What'd you say? Listen, Chunky, if we wanted cross plies, we'd have ordered cross plies. As it is, we've got customers on our ear holes for radials that we can't supply because you stupid Herberts don't know your elbow from your... What? Oh, do you? Well, I suggest you come down here and pick up these tires a bit smartish before I take it into my head to return them to you personally. And if I do that, son, you'll be walking like your trousers are too tight. Right, see that you do. Bit of tact and diplomacy works every time. Come in.
Good morning.
Hi, Warren.
Yes?
Mr. Graham?
That's right.
I've come about a job.
I don't need a ventriloquist.
Yes, very good, yeah. I've come for a clerical job. my name's Archer. A job centre sent me.
What, both of you?
My son, Albert.
Well, I've heard of job sharing, but this is ridiculous.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I couldn't find anyone to leave him with. Well, I came for the interview. I hope you don't mind.
Depends what he does while he's here. Anyway, sit down.
All right, cheers.
Right, so you've come about the clerk's job.
Yeah.
What do you know about tyres?
Well, they're round.
Yes.
And, there's a lot of them about.
Is that it?
Well, I've never studied tyres in depth before. I mean, there are different sorts.
Oh.
Big ones. Little ones. Wide ones and narrow ones. Black ones.
I see.
Yeah, I'm willing to learn, though. I mean, you show me a tyre and I'll remember all about it. I'm good at office work.
Can you type?
No.
Doesn't matter. How soon can you start?
What, you mean I've got the job?
I think I need my head examining, but your lad seems bright enough, and if you take after him, yeah, I'll give you a trial. See how you go.
Yeah, I can start as soon as I've fixed up someone to take care of Albert.
All right, but don't leave it too long. I want someone this week.
Listen, don't worry. I'll get it fixed up. My mum will look after him. Won't she, Albert?
Oh, in Nan.
Yeah, of course she will. Come on, Albert. And thanks, Mr. Graham. I won't let you down. Now,
don't forget, Albert. You keep smiling at your gran. Remember, we wanted to look after you, don't we? He's gone to sleep. Oh, that's the excitement of me getting a job. It's worn him out.
Yes? Oh, it's you, Brian.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Willis.
Do you want your mum?
Yes.
Poor soul.
What is it?
Wonderful how she's bearing up under it all.
What's wrong? Where is she?
In the living room.
Hello, Brian, that you?
Yes, Mum.
I'm in the living room.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's happened to you?
Oh, hello, Brian. You told him, Mrs. Willis?
Not yet. I was going to break it to him gently.
Don't stand up, Mum. You ought to be sitting down if you're not well.
I can't.
Why not?
It's her back.
What is?
She put it out.
I've put it out.
Hey? How?
Well, I was lifting the coal scuttle.
She was lifting the coal scuttle.
When clonk, clonk, her back went.
Yes?
Well, I was having my dinner when I heard her calling. Help! She was calling.
I called out, help!
It was lucky I heard because there she was. Bent over the coal hole. Transfixed, you might say.
Transfixed, I was.
Unable to move. I thought at first her stays had got caught in something.
But it was me back.
It was her back.
What you done to it?
Well, I called the doctor. After I'd moved her away from the coal hole, I was frightened she'd fall down it.
It was that nice Dr. Adams, the one with the limp, you know, Bri.
Oh, yes.
He hides it very well, doesn't he?
What?
Well, you wouldn't even know he had a limp.
No, you wouldn't, would you?
No, not till he starts walking.
What did Dr. Adams say?
When he came?
Yes.
Oh, let's think. He said, well, he said... What have you been up to, Mrs. Archer?
Yeah.
No, about her back.
He said she'd put it out.
I'd put it out.
But what had you done to it?
He said I'd pulled it. Oh, or was it slipped?
I don't remember nothing about slipped. He said she'd pulled it. No, he didn't say anything about slipped.
A muscle, he said, lifting the coal.
Well, I said to her, she should do what I did, get a gas fire. No one ever pulled a muscle lifting gas. Leastways, I never did.
The doctor said I got to lay off lifting heavy weights for a while.
Yes, right.
So you'd better clean her windows for her till she's better.
He also said I got to lay on a plank.
You what?
Her back. So I'm taking her up to the woodyard this afternoon.
You don't mean you're going to lay on a plank up there?
No. Silly, we're going to order one.
A special one for her to put in her bed. Like Mrs. Knowles did when they took her Arthur away.
Yeah. It'd be nice if we could find one that matches the pillows. Anyway, it's nice to see you and little Albert, Bri. How is he?
Oh, he's very well.
Oh, look at him fast asleep with his thumb up his nose.
Yeah, well, his aim isn't very good.
You can tell he's yours all right, can't you? Look at them ears. You better watch out for him on windy days.
Some people say he's a very good-looking baby.
Yes, well, there's no accounting for taste. Anyway, looking like that hasn't harmed you, has it? Your ears haven't held you back.
So what did you come round for, Brian?
I wanted to tell you I got this chance of a job and...
Well, I'm never. You're going to start working, are you?
Yeah, well, I hope so.
Oh, I am pleased. Where?
At Macmillan's Tyre Company. But there's only one little problem.
Oh?
Well, I mean, obviously with your back you can't do it, but do you know anyone who'd look after Albert for me while I'm at work?
Oh, Brian, I am sorry. I'd love to, but
not with her back.
No, I couldn't. Not with my back.
No, I know.
I can't bend, you see. Not since it went clonk.
And I'd love to help, you know that, Brian, but I've got me feet.
Mm.
It's the weather, you know.
Yes, I know.
There's always your sister.
What? I can't see Vera putting herself out to help me.
Yes, well, maybe, but in a case like this, after all, blood's thicker than water. That's what I always say.
That's right, you do.
I don't know.
Well, you can but try. After all, Brian, she is your sister.
Tell him to take his fingers off that coffee table. It took me hours to get that shine. I've got people coming.
Yeah, right, all right. Albert, come on. Hey, fingers off. Come on.
listen to that. Hey, what a sense of humour. You'd love to have him around, wouldn't
you? No, I won't.
It'll be company for you, somebody to talk to.
I don't want to talk to him.
Oh, come on, Vera. It's only till I find someone better.
Better?
I mean, more used to it. He's no trouble, honestly.
Let go of that coffee pot!
Oh,
look at that! He was chewing the handle of my coffee pot.
No, he wasn't.
He was? He was going to spill coffee all over my new Axminster.
No, he wasn't. Anyway, he's got some more teeth coming through. I'm just thankful I didn't have to breastfeed him.
It's out of the question, Brian. I cannot have him here. For one thing, I don't have the time.
But you don't work.
It may not seem like work to you, but believe me, I have scarcely a moment to call my own. There's the house.
Well, I know that.
And
apart from that,
there's the Young Wives Guild, the Ladies Circle Coffee Mornings, the Church Roof Committee.
Yeah, but you could take Albert along to them. I mean, everyone would like him.
They wouldn't.
Of course they would.
He is an uncouth, untidy, noisy, messy child, and he chews things.
Well, nobody's perfect. Look, remember when you were a kid?
I wasn't like him.
Yes, you were. You were horrible. You used to do horrible things to me.
Like what?
What, you loosened the saddle on my bike and you squashed an ant in my dinner.
Oh, I never
Yes,
did.
You did. And what about when you told me there was a ghost in my wardrobe?
Well...
Yes, you did. Well, you said there was a ghost in my wardrobe. And if I opened the door, I'd let it out and it'd hide under my bed. I didn't open that wardrobe for 2 years.
Well, what if I did? It was just because you were a nasty little boy.
I was no worse than you.
Oh? And who won the special girls' Sunday school prize for good behaviour?
Well, of course you did. You were the only girl in the class.
That does it.
Oh, please, Vera, I didn't mean
it. You come round here. Your child leaves paw marks all over my furniture.
No,
he eats my coffee pot and tries to spill coffee on my carpet.
Vera, he's your nephew.
So? I don't even tell people that you're related to me.
Eh?
I let them think you're a charity I collect for.
Oh, well, that's nice. That's charming.
You're as bad as Albert. Well, you're worse. At least he's a young baby.
Oh, come on, Vera, please. Look, I need this job. I do, really. You're always moaning at me because I haven't got a job, saying I live off the state.
So you do.
But this is my chance to get off it. All I need is your answer.
You've got it. No.
That wasn't the answer I meant. Come on, if you won't do it for me, do it for Albert. Come on. Go on, look at him. Go on. Look. Hey, look at that little face. Look. Go on, look. And he really is a little gentleman. I mean, look at him, look. Trying to hold up that cup.
Oh, no, not that. That's my heirloom.
Got any glue?
Get out. Both of you. Go on. Get out. Out of my house.
Come on, Albert. Come on, eat up. Don't spit it out. It's your favourite egg custard. All right, so it's a different brand. So it hasn't got a picture of Robert Rabbit on the tin. It's still egg custard. And it's cheaper than Robert Rabbit. Anyway, if I get this job, you can have 10 tins of Robert Rabbit. We can even have Freddy Frog rice and banana.
With Nana.
Nana. And Sammy Squirrel peas pudding.
Peas.
But I can't, I'm broke. So it's egg custard and like it.
Oh, no.
Seriously, Albert, what am I going to do about you? We've tried half a dozen people so far and no one can look after you. There must be somewhere you'd fit in. I wonder if the zoo have got a spare cage. No, I'm only joking. Come on, eat up. Albert, close your eyes and pretend it's Robert Rabbit. All right, then have a banana instead. And don't put it all in at once this time, even if it does fit.
Here, excuse me.
Yes?
This price on this brandy, is that right? £5.37. Yes, sir.
Stroll on. That's a bit dear, isn't it? Have you got anything cheaper?
Well, there's cherry aid along there at 23 pence.
All right, don't get funny with me, son. £5.37 may be all right for people like you, but I am one of the great army of unemployed. I'm the unwaged.
Oh?
Oh. I mean, don't you do discounts for people in my situation?
No.
Ooh, so much for the caring society.
Yeah, look.
Yeah,
look.
When someone's devoted his life to the service of the nation, can't even afford to wet his whistle because of the capitalist...
Don't start.
Here, where's the manager?
He's not in this morning.
Oh, isn't he?
No. Oh.
Well, in that case, why can't you and me do a little deal, eh? You know, just sort of change the price tag around. Oi, I was only joking. Where are you going? Miserable beggar. Good mind to drop it on the floor. Hello? Hello, Brian.
Oh, hello, Joe.
Hello, little Albert. Who's a little diddums then?
Yeah,
you're looking a bit down in the mouth, Bri. What's up?
The job centre have found me a job.
They never.
And I can't take it because there's no one to look after Albert. My mum's done a back in. My sister won't.
Oh, shame.
Yeah.
Hey, here, what about Bob Watling?
What about him?
He'd look after Albert.
Blokes don't look after babies.
Well, you do. You're always going on about how a bloke can make just as good a job of it as a woman.
Yeah. Suppose I am.
Yeah, all the time. A right pain you are. There's no difference at all between me and a woman.
Good.
I must say that raised a few eyebrows down the job centre.
I meant bringing up a baby.
Bob Watling's had more experience of that game than you. He's brought up three of his own since his wife died.
I wonder if he would.
Well, you can only ask. After all, what can you lose?
Here we are, Albert, number 15.
Where's he, Dad?
That'd be all right. And one of Bob's children is about your age, so you'll have someone to play with. Now keep your fingers crossed. He's our last chance, and we need that job.
One moment. Who is it?
Brian Archer. You don't know me very well, but Joe Turner suggested I'll get in touch with you.
Hang on, I'll open the door. There, sorry about that.
It's all right. Anyway, Joe said you might be able to help me out.
How do you mean?
Well, I'm looking for someone to look after Albert during the day while I'm at work. Obviously, I'll pay.
Ah, that's not a good idea.
What, paying?
No, me looking after your boy.
Oh, but he wouldn't be any trouble, and he's very clean. Well, cleanish, for his age.
Oh, Albert,
yes, but my kids have got mumps.
Mumps?
All three of them. And Albert would catch it, and then, he might pass it on to you.
Mumps? Hey, that's the one that makes your...
Yes. Like balloons.
Cool, blimey, that's not very nice, is
I'm
it?
I'm lucky. I had it when I was a kid, but...
Yeah, you're right. Not a very good idea, this.
I'll tell you what. Why don't you do what I did?
What, catch mumps?
No. When my youngest was your baby's age, I put him in the day nursery.
The day nursery?
Right, round in Crawley Road. They specialise in single parents.
Oh, what a good idea. Why didn't I think of that? Albert? Our troubles are over. Oh, cheers, Bob.
No problem. Glad to be of assistance.
Oh, yes? Yes, can I help you?
I'm looking for the person in charge.
Oh, that's me. Well, sort of. Though we run this nursery more as a co-op.
Oh, yeah. Do you give dividend stamps? It was, doesn't matter.
One moment. Tansley, take Fiona's finger out of your mouth. He's such a sweet child, really. It's repression that makes him do that.
Really? Looks more like hunger.
And what's your name, little man?
Brian Archer.
Well, give me a kiss, Brian.
Yeah, I'll just put Albert down first.
Yes, it was Albert I was talking to. Oh, sorry. We like to encourage tactile stimulation here.
Well, so do I.
Justin, I think those are Wilfrid's bricks. There. Oh, what can I do for you?
Well, I was wondering if you could take Albert into your nursery.
Oh, of course we can.
You can?
Oh,
hear that, Albert. Oh, that is wonderful. You've got no idea what a relief that is, Miss...
Hopkins. Annette Latimer Hopkins. My friends call me Hoppy.
Oh, well, Hoppy.
We like to encourage informality, yeah?
Well, you can call me Brian.
Oh, I had a dog called Brian once.
Did you?
He was always bouncing around full of get up and go.
Oh, sounds just like me.
Then we had him neutered.
Anyway, about Albert. How soon can you fit him in?
Well, let's see, it's October now.
Yes, yeah.
February.
February?
Yes.
But what about this week?
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, we can't possibly. Our waiting list is already full with children coming in next month.
Oh, but listen, I need...
Oh, the council are terribly strict on overcrowding. There's so many children waiting.
Yeah, yeah, I see.
Terribly sorry.
Oh, well, never mind. It was worth a try. Come along, Albert. Bye-bye, Hoppy. Oh, well. Looks like we're going to lose the job, little Albert. I really thought that was it. I would have been earning a bit of money at last. I could have got you a new pram, some new clothes, instead of having to measure you up at jumble sales. Still, let's look on the bright side. We may be broke, but we've got each other.
Yeah, well, is it?
Yeah. Oh. You tired?
Yes, well, yes.
Yeah, come on. Come on then, in your cot. Come on.
Oh,
down you go.
Dear.
Night night. Oh. Shall I sing you to sleep?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When there are grey skies, I don't mind the grey skies. I still have you, sunny boy.
Yeah.
Night, little Albert. Oh, no. All right, I'm coming. Oh, isn't it amazing? Just as you get them to sleep, knock on the door. Either that or an ice cream van goes past and they wake up. All right, be quiet. Can't you knock quietly?
Hello, Brian.
Hey, Mum, what are you doing here? Shouldn't you be at home lying on a plank or something?
No, I'm all right, as long as I don't bend over.
Well, don't do that then. Come in, come in. Well, how'd you get here?
By bus. I was afraid to sit down in case I got stuck, so I stood. It was only two stops, but it was really embarrassing.
Why?
There were only three people on the bus.
Mum, why'd you get a taxi?
Well, I couldn't very well stand up in a taxi. Now, could I? Anyway, what I've come to see you about is this baby mind.
No,
for Albert.
Mum, it's all right. I understand. I wouldn't think of it, not with your back. I'd never live with my conscience thinking of you bending to pick him up and going clonk and having to sleep in a woodyard.
Not me.
Oh?
I phoned social services and they're sending someone round.
The social services, of course. Why didn't I try them?
Because you're a twit. Mrs. Willis, she thought of them. She's got a good brain on her, that woman. She eats a lot of fish.
So I can take that job after all. Albert can have his new pram. Oh, Mum, you're wonderful. Come here, let's give you a big hug.
Ooh, mine, Oh,
oh no.
Oh, you clonked my back.
Oh, Mum, can I get you a plank?
Oh, you silly sausage.
That was Albert and Me by Jim Eldridge, starring Robert Lindsay as Brian Archer, with Pat Coombs as his mum, Diana King as Mrs. Willis, and Marcia Warren as Vera and Hoppy. Also this week, Ron Pember featured as Joe, Douglas Blackwell as Mr. Graham and Bob Watling, and David Graham as the job centre clerk and the shop assistant.
What
is it, Albert?
Wait, if I was your Baba.
Oh, yes, yes. Albert featured as Albert by Pat Coombs. Incidental music was written by Max Harris, and the producer was John Fawcett Wilson.